Whether you believe it or not, He is a dependable God, and I'm going to prove it to you right now.
Amen.
Sometimes we make decisions in our life, in our lives. Sometimes we make plans. And in the majority of the times, we depend on someone or on something. And many times we are let down. Many times the people that we counted most on fall short. But the same is not true with your God. You can depend on your God 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, the whole entire year. And I know that you already know this scripture, but I want to just show you to prove to you that your God is dependable. Yes. In the book of 1 Thessalonians 5:24, thank you, brother, in the New Living Translation, we read the following words. Would you care to read it with me? God will make this happen. For he who calls you, reach out to your neighbor and say, God's going to make it happen. Now you're going to be asking, so I thought you said that God is dependable. Yes, he is. May I please have the backslide translation? Read it with me. The one who called you. Turn around and tell your neighbor, your God is dependable.
Yes, your God is dependable. Yes, yes.
He'll do it. So many times we make plans in life and we try to accomplish things because we depend on other people. And often we are disappointed. Often things happen. And the plans don't go exactly as we expected. But you know what? You can always plan on God because your God is dependable. Always.
Yes, Lord.
So what are you talking about here? What are you talking about today? A God that you can depend upon.
Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord.
If we would be smart, every single thing that we do in life would be centered around God.
Yes.
Why? Because God has the final word.
Yes.
Yesterday, I am in my office early in the morning. I said, you know, Lord, I wish you would give me a verse for today. I know we already spoke today, but I want something new, fresh. Something that I never saw before. A sentence came to my mind. Your God will never change his mind. Yes, I like that. I like that. May I have a scripture with it? To prove to you that your God is dependable, so dependable, I'm going to show you right now that your God does not change your mind, his mind. Job 23, start on verse 11. Listen to this. For I have stayed on God's path. I have followed his way and not turn aside. Right? Verse 12. I have not departed from his commands, but have treasured his words more than daily food.
Amen.
I mean, talk about somebody that loved the word of God, huh? Then you go to the next scripture. But once he has made his decision, who can change his mind? Whatever he wants to do, tell your neighbor God's going to do it.
God's going to do it.
There's no way around this. God's going to do it. No one can change his mind. But I want to go back to the same scripture, but I want it in the backslide of translation. 23:11. On the backslide of translation, it says better than anyone. Read it with me. I followed him closely, my feet in his footprints, not once swerving from his way. This dude is quite straight, huh? Verse 12. I've obeyed every word he has spoken. And not just obeyed his advice, I've treasured it. Next verse. But he's a singular and sovereign. Who can argue with him? He does what he wants when he wants. Your God is dependable. Your God is the boss. Nobody can change his mind. He does what he wants and when he wants. You maybe think, well, preacher, I hear what you say, but that doesn't prove that he's dependable. Stay with me. May I have verse 26 on the NLT, brother? 14, rather, on the NLT. So, he will do to me and come on, look at your neighbor and say, you're in good hands. You know, point to your neighbor and say, God controls your destiny. He is a dependable God. There's no way to get rid of this. You can't get rid of God. He controls your destiny. There is no devil in hell that can cause God to change his mind about blessing you. He controls your destiny. And that will never change. Never, ever, ever, ever change. All right, preacher, I'm hearing what you're saying, but there's no buts and what here. Let me tell you this, folks. God will never take back his promises. Amen. He's such a dependable God that God will never, ever, ever take back his promises. Listen to Psalms 89. Verse 33 and 34. Let's read it. But I will never stop loving him, nor fail to keep my promise to him. No, I will not break my covenant. Reach out to somebody and say, God will never take back his promise.
God will never take back his promise.
You know what? Why don't we do this? Let's do something interesting here. I want you to put your name, whatever the word him is. Can we do that?
Yes.
Something like this. But I will never stop loving Paul Santos, nor fail to keep my promise to Paul Santos.
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Let's put your name on this. 1, 2, 3. But I will never stop loving Paul Santos, nor fail to keep my promise to Paul Santos. No, I will not break my covenant. I will not take back a single word. God will not take back any single word of blessing he has spoken over your life. There is no devil in hell, there is no Satan, there is no circumstances, there is no situation that will ever change that. You may say, well, preacher, I've been praying time and over again, I've been praying for many years, and instead of my situation getting better, it gets worse. No, it's not getting worse. You're just not ready for it. Well, how do I get ready? You really want to know how you get ready? Go back to Job 23, 11 and 12. I've always walked on his path. Yes. Have never, ever, ever wavered for the last or the light. No, I've always walked on his path.
Yes, Lord.
I've treasured his word every day more than food.
Yes.
Once that takes place, folks,
yes.
God says, I will never. Huh? He went back. There you go. For what I have. Huh? It was 11. That's right. It was 11. For what I have stayed on God's path. You see that? I have followed his way and not turned aside. Once we do that, folks, the Bible says that God will never take back his promises. Let me see Psalms 89, 33 and 34, brother, on the backslide of translation. Read it with me. But I'll never throw them out, never abandon or disown them. Do you think I'd withdraw my holy promise or take back the words I'd already spoken? Come on, reach the person beside you and say, God will not take back the promises he's made to you. When we go to Psalms 145, verse 13, we find this. Read it with me. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all. Reach to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God's going to keep his promise towards you. You know, at the end of Revelation, Daniel 9:4, there's a beautiful promise that shows that God is dependable. Listen to this. I poured out my heart, bury my soul to God. My God, O Master, great and august God, you never waver in your covenant commitment. Never give up on those who love you. Come on, tell the person next to you, God will never waver on the promises made to you. God will never give up on you. Now listen to the same scripture on the NLT. Still sweet. Still sweet. I pray to the Lord my God and confess, O Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keep your promises of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commandments. Your God is dependable. You can always count on him. So many of us will be asking, okay, preacher, you made your point. So, why is it that I haven't got my miracle yet? Isaiah 30, 18. And I hope that that will settle it. I want you to read it along with me. So, the Lord. Oh, stop it. Stop it. What is wrong with you people tonight? So, the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those
who wait for
him. So, what you trying to say, preacher? God is waiting on you. God is waiting on you to come. How many of you know what is God's favorite time to talk to you? Huh? Nighttime, anytime. Okay. Well, God will listen to you anytime. Will talk to you anytime. Yes. Jesus, after have fed thousands of people, he told the disciples, "Boys, jump on the boat. I'm going to go up yonder. I'll catch up with you guys down the street, down the river, down the sea, however you want to call it." And the Bible says that he went up to the mountain and he prayed to his dad. The Bible also says that at 3 o'clock in the morning, third hour, he's walking upon the sea. Good eyes. That means he was praying at least until 2 o'clock or 2:30 in the morning. And if you take a look, every time that Jesus went to pray to the Father, it was always in the night, early morning. Maybe you just have, God is waiting for you to come early in the morning. I'm tired. Turn off your computer, your TV, your cell phone, your tablet, go to bed at 8. You're going to be up and running at 2 o'clock. Lord, I'm here. Your word says that you are waiting for me to come so you can show your love and compassion to me. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Folks, your blessing is not as far away as you think. God is waiting for you and I to come so he can show his compassion and love for us. The backslider translation is a little crazy, but still worth reading. Watch this. But God's not finished.
Yes.
He's waiting around to be gracious to you, my Lord. Reach out to somebody and say, God is waiting around on you. God is waiting around to be gracious to you. Folks, you serve a dependable God. I believe that many of our difficulties come because of the fact that our eyes are always on the problem, not on the magnitude of God. It's very easy for us to be concentrating on the greatness of the problem. It's very easy for us to be concentrating on the difficulty, on the lack, on the pain, and everything else, instead of focusing on the greatness of our God. But on the moment that we take our eyes from the problem, from the difficulties, from the circumstances, from the pain, from the sickness, put our eyes on God, he's waiting around to be gracious to us.
Amen.
You know why? Because God has not finished with you and I yet.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, God has not finished with you yet. You can depend on God. You know, he's a very, very, very reliable God. And did you know that all of God's promises are proven to be true? Psalms 18:30. I like the New Living Translation better. Psalms 18:30 says this. Read it with me. God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promise prove true. He is a shield for all who look.
Amen.
Tell somebody, God's promise to you is true. Are true. True promises, you can count on it. When you go to Psalms 119, verse 140, you get an interesting statement. Read it with me. Your promise have been You can count on them, folks.
Yes.
It will come through.
Amen.
Whether we agree with it or not, God will not fail us. Many times the difficulties that we have in life causes us to doubt a little bit from our God and from what our God can do. I'll tell you this. Right now, this is one of the most difficult times in our lives. Me and Marcia, we've been married for 35 years. And I have always been healthy as a bull. And I'm going through some difficulties right now. It's going to be announced on Sunday morning. I'm going to make some announcement on Sunday morning. And I was upset with God. So I went to God and thanked God for mercy. Otherwise, I could have been roasted on the spot. But I made a commitment, and I asked something from God that I wasn't quite thinking about the consequences. I told God, I want to come to that point that people will walk by my shadow and be healed. Mm-hmm. Is that really what you want?
Yes.
Okay. Are you willing to pay the price?
Yes.
I'll say like Jesus said, sons of Zebedee, you don't know what you're asking. Uh-huh. Lord said, okay. You get what you're seeking for, not in the way that you want, but you get something. Okay. And I'll tell you this. Since we made that agreement, hell broke loose. So, we've been praying. I thank God for my beloved wife.
Yes.
They don't make two of this. It's just one. And this is mine. This beautiful woman has suffered along with me for the last 12 weeks. Finally, a few days ago, out of plain disgust, I kind of complained. But is there a time when this thing is going to end? My Lord asked me, do you know that the gold is precious? I said, yes. And do you know that for it to become more precious, it needs to be refined by fire? I got it. I asked, can I skip the fire? Then it won't be refined. So gladly we'll take it. Because we know that God's promises have been thoroughly tested.
Yes, Lord.
Your God is dependable.
Yes,
he is. During this last 8 weeks of ordeal, every single day God talked to us. And I'm glad because Marcia is getting a boost. God is talking to Marcia more vividly and more clearly on a daily basis. On a daily basis, sometimes 2-3 times a day. Yes, my doll is getting there. And the word is just the same. Lift up your head. Lift up your countenance. Stay strong. I am with you. I tell you, I was honest. One of the days I said, you know what? Can I get a ticket? One-way ticket to heaven? I did. The Lord said, I'm not done with you yet. Despite of all the difficulties that we have gone through, I can hold tight to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. I would like to ask you to read it with me. For all of God's promises with and which means now I choose this version because it puts it in a very interesting way. Pay attention. For all of God's promises, all, say all.
All
of God's promise has been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding
yes.
What that means, that God's promise for you because you came to Christ is always yes. It doesn't say that what you want to have is a yes. But if God promised in the Word, if there is a promise in the Word of God for you, it's gonna be always yes. And why will be a yes? He says, and through Christ. Why we have the through Christ in there? Because in order to be partaker of these promises, you've got to come through Christ. Not through mommy's prayer, not through daddy's prayer, not through grandmother's prayer, not through uncle's prayer. You've got to come through Christ. And when we come to Christ, the yes takes place. We can shout, amen.
Yes.
Which means yes.
Amen.
Your God is dependable. And everything that God has promised to you will come through. Because in Christ Jesus, all of God's promises for you and I, it's a yes in Christ Jesus. And we say amen to that. So, preacher, are you going to wrap up this thing? Yes, I am. Whenever you may be in difficulty and going through that harsh time in life and you think that there's nowhere else to go and your world is crumbling down, I want to ask you one simple thing. I want you to remember that no promise that God has made to His people will ever be left unfulfilled. Are you with me here?
Yes.
No promise that God has made to you and I in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to say it again because I want you to get it. Sometimes people have wishes that are not necessarily a promise from God. But if that promise is in the Word of God, if God opened His mouth and made that promise, it's not only yes, it will be fulfilled. Listen to Joshua chapter 21, verse 15, and I'm wrapping up. Hold on the beer. Something went wrong here, naturally, right? Let me have the New King James. Well, something went wrong here eventually, naturally. I think it might be 23. Let me take a look. No promises of God has been left unfulfilled.
Amen.
Therefore, hold tight. It doesn't matter how bad things may look like. It doesn't matter how tough things are right now. Your God will make it happen.
Praise God.
Your God is a dependable God.
Yes, He is.
You can count on what He has spoken.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? 23:15, right?
Yes, sir.
Brother Harry, may I have 23:15 instead of 21:15? You know, sometimes when I'm preparing myself and I get excited. Read it with me. Therefore, it shall come to pass, as all the good things have come upon you, which the Lord your God promised you, so that the Lord will bring upon you all harmful things until he destroyed you, to this good land he's given you. Okay. Put the New Living Translation over there, brother. Let me see. But as surely as the Lord your God has given you the good things he has promised you, he will give disaster when we walk away. I'm going to look for the scripture and I'm going to give you afterwards. But none of the promises of God for you and I will ever be unfulfilled. It may be a tough time right now in our lives. It may be difficult times. But God will make sure that all the promises will come through. Because he is a dependable God.
Amen.
You can count on him. Shall we bow our heads? Father, thank you for your word. Help us to understand, Lord, that you are waiting around for us to come so that you can extend your compassion and your love to us. Help us to understand that you are a dependable God, and when you speak, you're going to make it come to pass. Help us to take our eyes off the problems, the situations, the difficulties, the pain,
yes, Lord,
and place our eyes on the great God that we serve, knowing that we will never be forsaken, knowing that all the promises made in your book is yes and amen for those of us who believe in you. In Jesus' name, amen.